A grim anniversary this week. 20 years ago, the international community failed to prevent the massacre of Bosnian Muslims who were taking refuge in a UN safe zone at Srebrenica. Now, U.S. officials say the UN has failed again. And that's after Russia vetoed a Security Council resolution today to commemorate the massacre and call it a genocide. NPR's Michelle Kelman reports.
The U.S. ambassador to the UN, Samantha Power, was a reporter covering the war when Bosnian Serb forces moved on Srebrenica. At first, she says she couldn't believe the news of mass executions.
No, was all I could say. No.
She says she had the same reaction when she heard Russia would veto a resolution that described the 1995 massacre of 8,000 Muslim men and boys as a crime of genocide.
Today's vote mattered. It mattered hugely to the families of the victims of the Srebrenica genocide. Russia's veto is heartbreaking for those families. And it is a further stain on this council's record.
Russia's ambassador Vitaly Churkin accused Power of distorting Russia's position. He described the resolution as counterproductive, confrontational, and politically motivated. China abstained, as did Venezuela, Angola, and Nigeria. British Ambassador Peter Wilson, who drafted it, says the resolution was meant to promote reconciliation in Bosnia, but reconciliation, he adds, must be based on a shared acceptance of the facts. Michelle Kelleman, NPR News, Washington.